One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Seven Inspirations for Success.
Hallelujah.
Look at St. John's Gospel, chapter 20 and verse number 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. What an instruction. What an instruction. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. I'm commissioned. As Jesus commissioned, as Jesus was commissioned, as the Father commissioned him. And I'm like, wow, I take the instruction. I'm inspired by his instruction. That he would trust me with the nations of the world. I got my go. And I've been on the go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Hallelujah. Make students of the nations. Rakaba sete kila mahaya. Number six, the inspiration of the results. The beautiful thing is, he gave us the instructions and there are results. There are results. I want to begin with himself and his disciples. In St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, in verse number 20, look at it. He gave them instructions and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. I'm inspired by the results. These disciples went, they acted on his instructions, and guess what? He was working with them. He was behind the scenes through the Holy Ghost with signs following, with signs following. Acts chapter 5, verse number 12. Amazing. Amazing results. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Wow. By the hands of the apostles. He had instructed them. And now they go forth. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Then they go forth. And by the hands of the apostles, just like Jesus, many signs and wonders were wrought among the people. I was inspired. Hallelujah. I'm inspired by the results. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8. Amazing things. Ah, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And look at something about, you know, when you're told he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, you want to know, what was he like? What was he like? Look at St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 11. John the Baptist had sent someone to go find out if Jesus was the real one that they were waiting for. So they went to him and they asked him, we want to know. Or should we wait for another? Look at his response. Chapter 11, verse number 4. St. Matthew's Gospel. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John. Go and show John. Declare. That's what the word is. Declare to John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight. And the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Wow, credentials. I said, necessary credentials. You know, it was like John saying, go find out his credentials. Go find out if he's the Messiah we're waiting for. Then he says to them, go and declare to John my credentials. Go show my credentials. The blind receive their sight. and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Hallelujah. Wow. I'm inspired by the results. He's the same today. Tremendous things have happened around the world. As we preach the gospel according to his instructions to us, the very same things that we can say to the whole world. The blind receive sight, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. What a miracle. What a life. What great results we have had. Oh, think about it. Just a couple of months ago, we had testimonies, amazing testimonies from the healing streams. And one of these amazing testimonies, a man had died. And they were rolling him away. They were rolling him away. But somebody was watching. Somebody was watching and crying, God, God, you can do something. And suddenly he came back to life, right on the stretcher, came back to life. Think about it. Miracles. The dead were raised up just a couple of months ago. We're not talking about 200 years ago. We're talking about now. Things that are still happening. The blind receiving their sight. It's amazing. The sick are healed. Many things are happening. We're seeing tumors disappearing. Oh, how much can we tell you? How much can we say? How much can we say? I'm inspired by the results. I'm inspired. The nations are being taught today, just like Jesus instructed. I'm inspired by the results. Hallelujah. You know, I'm thinking, years ago, when we went out, in the beginning, we didn't have cameras. And we couldn't capture much of what happened. We had to tell the people the things that happened when we preached. We had to, you know, give them the stories. A few years later, we learned to take the cameras and to record these amazing miracles. Amazing miracles. Sometimes you watch, you can see the eyes of those who are watching. I remember we were in a stadium in South Africa, and I'd asked for a lady who was important in her limbs. She couldn't walk, so she was in a wheelchair. The whole crowd was watching, and I've got this lady at the middle. The large screens were there. And they're watching. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm going to have them blow their minds today. I'm going to have them blow their minds. And I'm not going to rush it at all. When that woman got up to walk, the crowd went bananas. Oh, there was screaming everywhere. You could see the cameras, the reactions. So many were crying because they'd never seen such miracles. They heard stories. They've heard testimonies. At the healing school, we got ministers from around the globe. They come from everywhere. And they're sitting there and watching. And it's one after the other. These amazing miracles taking place. And they're stirred. They say, I've seen these things in the Bible, but I see with my own eyes in this place. I'm going back to my country to do the same. Yes. Hallelujah. They say, I'm going back to my country to do the same. Yes, a picture is more than 1,000 words. More than 1,000 words. And when you see these things happen, it's extraordinary. Amazing. 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 It's amazing. You know, Pastor Benny in terrorism, you know, somebody was telling Pastor Benny about something. He says, they teach at the healing school, so the people's faith gets built up and they can be ready for a miracle. Pastor Benny says, I don't think it's just that one. He said, I went to Pastor Chris one day and he told them the story. Now, what happened was this. We were out in the United States. And he says, let's go to Los Angeles. So we went. And while we're there, he says, there's someone I want you to meet and pray for. I've been there to pray for her several times. Since we're in this area, can we just visit them? I said, it's fine. So we drove there. And it's a man I recognize from his ministry of many years. I was delighted to meet him. In fact, when Pastor Benny told me it was his house we were going, I was like, wow, I've known about him for so long. It'll be a delight to meet him. So we got there. And his wife was in a wheelchair in the sitting room. And she was connected to an oxygen tank. She'd been sick for a long time. And so Pastor Benny told me about her and what's been happening with her. So I said to her, how are you doing, ma'am? The husband was there. You know, we've exchanged pleasantries. And she said to me, I'm doing fine. Now she's connected to this whole stuff, you know. She can't breathe without them. So she said, you know, it's been a long time I've been praying. I said, I know you've been a Christian many years. I know about your work and ministry. So, I can't get up. I go from here to the bed. She's got to be carried to me. She's just in this place. I said, for how long has this been? She told me. So I said, you devil of darkness, I order you to come out of this woman's body. I bring you healing in the name of Jesus. Be healed now. I said, get up. She takes off the oxygen connections. She says, I feel well. She stands up. She's normal. She says, I'm strong. I feel well. She gets up. She follows us around in the house. And she's weeping, the husband's crying. And of course, dear Pastor Benny, he's also, you know, with tears in the eyes, everybody's like, whoa. And guess what? She's not been walking. She escorted us to the car by the time we were leaving.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah!
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com.